Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Daryl Motley. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Cesar Geronimo. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rance Mullinix. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting seventh. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Aurelio Lopez. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett takes first base on ball four. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Geronimo. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cowens moves to third. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp takes first base on ball four. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mullinix fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley hits a line drive into center field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Geronimo. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Geronimo steals second. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Geronimo scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mullinix. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards second. White scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Aiken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Aikens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aikens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aikens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aikens for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Quirk and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gibson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. the Royals will come to bat. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0-for-1 in the game. Motley takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Geronimo hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Royals. Ranz Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mullinix hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mullinix for the out. 1 out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White bunts towards third. Brookins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wilson moves to second. George Capozzello now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. White moves to second. It's 4-0, Royals. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Akins is hit by the pitch. White moves to third. Brett moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White scores. Brett moves to third. Akins moves to second. It's 5-0, Royals. John Way then pinch hits for Jamie Quirk. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Motley takes first base on ball 4. Brett scores. Akins moves to third. McRae moves to second. It's 6-0, Royals. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Geronimo hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Way then now catching. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brookins moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ranz Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Mullinix hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Mullinix moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mullinix moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Akins hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0-for-1 in the game. Wathen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Motley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Motley reaches second base with a double. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Geronimo hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Geronimo. Jackson reaches second base with a double. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mullinix scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mullinix is called out on strikes. 1 out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive towards first. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cowens strikes out. 1 out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Trammell hits a line drive into left field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a pop-up towards short. Mullinix settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brett strikes out. 1 out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McRae takes first base on ball 4. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 2 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Whitaker fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Geronimo who is chasing the ball. Jackson reaches third base with a triple. Parrish goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1 Royals. Stan Pappy pinch runs for Ron Jackson. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 3 in the game. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mullinix fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.